Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za. Otherwise, the podcast. As always, you can find it at fmr.co.za. Today, we're talking about Shure microphones. You know, Zoom fatigue set in ages ago, but online meetings from the dining room table, the home office, and the kitchen counter are here to stay. And it's all fine and well. Most of us will give up the daily commute quite happily for some space compromises, shall we say. And that's fine until that important call. You know, the one where your dog barked through it, or the one that you had to explain your neighbor's taste in music, or, of course, the wonderful dulcet tones of a partner's toilet flushing and some other delights. So a modern solution to a modern problem with a hint of tradition thrown in. What am I talking about? Shure's range of microphones. Let's start with the beast of a granddaddy of modern home studios and podcasters' dream mic. And I'm talking about the Shure MV7. It's big, black, and reasonably phallic looking. It is imposing and perfection, built for podcasting, music, and streaming. It's built on the platform of the older SM7B, and this DNA has made its way into the MV7. That SM7B that's based on is more suitable to musical instruments. This one is built for our voices. It comes with Shure's Motive software. Well, you download the free software. And the software for my Mac had presets allowing me to come off way better than I am. Today's recording is on it. Loads of settings and absolutely nothing to wish for, except it needs a mic stand, and that requires dedication. Let me explain. It's the gold standard of podcasting mics. Forget the spec, but prepare to have it impose on your video and be the decor in your room. You may love it, or your mileage may vary. It does have touch-sensitive physical controls, and be aware, if you touch them, you will hear it. I'm going to give you a demonstration now. You will get that kind of thing coming through, so you need to set it before you get busy recording. If you don't feel like going into the software, you can adjust things like the mic gain on the mic itself, or switch off the headphones, or whatever it is you want to do, or even switch off the mic, and you can make it more sensitive or tune out unwanted noise. It's pretty directional. It has headphone jacks, and it connects via supplied micro USB, while having XLR connectors too, if you're more pro than me. And you can use both connectors simultaneously. Let's get technical for 10 seconds. The Shure MV7 houses a dynamic recording cartridge with a forgiving cardioid pickup pattern, which rests atop a shock mount. Dynamic microphones like this can take a little bit of abuse without incurring any internal damage, and they're less sensitive than their condenser counterparts. I bet you can't hear my dog snoring. The Shure MV7 doesn't require a preamp or any kind of hardware interface to function over USB, although you can if you're using the other connector. It's also less prone to audio clipping and signal distortion from loud outputs like yelling or raucous laughter. The software is fantastic, but simple enough for playing around with and deep enough to get the settings you need, if you know more about these things than I do, that is. The presets let you save your settings, enhancing the music or voice as called for. Don't worry, it has auto level mode too, and you can just set and forget. As an alternative, I had the very pretty Shure MV51 and AMV5DSs on test. More on those next week. For the excellent Shure MV7, expect to pay over $5,000 and leave a bit of cash in your wallet for the mic stand that you will need. And that's it. And if my dog snoring didn't bother you, then you can take this as highly recommended. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, otherwise that podcast at fmr.co.za, and I'll come back to you next week.